Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
And we are taking a look at that fantastic research that your doctor's decisions are based on. Yes. And so obviously, more neat research needs to be done, right? These researchers have found something, whatever it is, but it so far has nothing to do with human beings. Nothing to do with improving your health. Yet, these results are used for decision making. So another researcher reported that green tea polysaccharides, so now we've isolated polysaccharides from green tea, decreased the microRNA-93, a potential, read imaginary, therapeutic target for prostate cancer, and inhibited the growth of prostate cancer cells. Again, we don't know. What's it going to do inside of a human being? We don't know. And it goes on and on and on. And here they actually confess. Another set of researchers investigated the antioxidant effects of green tea polyphenols in preventing hyperuricemia. That means uric acid in the urine, which leads to kidney stones, which leads to preglomerular arteriopathy. That means damage of the arteries going to the kidney, glomerulus, and chronic kidney disease. They discovered that green tea polyphenols protect against the progression of chronic kidney disease by activating the JAG1/NOTCH1-STAT3 pathway. So this is what they found, all right? All we can say is they found this. But wait, here's the next thing. Here's the kicker. Whether the consumption of green tea has any true effect on the risk for kidney stones remains unanswered. In other words, these investigators found an effect of an isolate in preventing something related to the kidney and more protection. But they have no evidence that consuming green tea would have any true effect on the situation examined. And this is what's going on with research. And I could go on and on and on. They have a whole other page of like 20 more studies, but they're all read the same way. They're all studying something that's not tea, and they expect on something that's not people. Yet, the research is used to make conclusions about the stuff they're not studying on human beings that haven't been studied. To market products. So you can see how the relationship between the research and a positive outcome for the patient might be non-existent. And that's what we find, is that not only is it non-existent, but it's actually negative. It's very harmful. And that's why modern medicine is, by the industry's own admission, the third leading cause of death in the United States. Now, they call these things errors, but they are not errors. These doctors who are killing these people are following the standard of care, are following the research, are doing as they're told, and are capable and competent doctors. And this is the kind of research that their decision-making is based on. And the doctor himself is not free, not at liberty to, or legally permitted to, gather his own information. When you take away from a doctor access to his medical records, where he can't even go over his medical records for the past year and see what worked, see what didn't work, then you have an even more dangerous situation. And this is the case. The number of people dying due to medical intervention is increasing. Now, the industry calls these deaths medical errors because it wasn't intended to kill the patient, just to rob him of his money. So the actual death is considered to be a mistake. However, all the actions leading up to the death are not errors. And so this confuses the public. So when they hear that medical errors are the cause of death, clearly the cause of death, they don't understand that the doctors are doing exactly as they're trained, and the death itself was unintended. And that's where the word error comes in. But there was no error committed all the way up to the death. The doctors ordered the right tests. They ordered the right drugs. Everything was done according to the standard of care. And so these are not mistakes in the sense that we as human beings think of mistakes. A mistake is, oops, I did something wrong. No. You might call them accidents because the industry didn't mean to kill the person, possibly. But all of the actions leading up to that death were proper. And if each and every one of those people killed tried to sue, they would get nothing. Nothing. Why? Because their death happened as a result of the standard of care. That's another thing to realize. So a lot of people say, oh, you know, why didn't these people sue? What about malpractice? That's why we need stronger malpractice. No. As long as malpractice is defined as deviation from the standard of care, then there is no legal redress, and there will never be any legal redress. So what's a person to do? What's a person to do? I think what it helps to understand the underpinnings of the medical industrial complex. Because the amount of propaganda to the contrary is so strong that most people don't have the emotional fortitude to follow the intellectual information. So the numbers are there. You know, you've got leading cause of death. The industry itself says it kills 350,000 people a year. I think it's a pretty big number. There are people who take amazing precautions to prevent dying from a car accident. They buckle their seatbelts, they keep the car tuned up, all kinds of stuff. And car accidents only kill like 40-something thousand people a year. There's people who won't even have sex because they're afraid of getting AIDS, if you believe AIDS even exists. And they're only attributing, 12,000 deaths a year to AIDS. There are people who are against guns. Like, oh my God, guns kill 36,000 Americans a year. They don't want to own a gun. They don't want anyone else to own a gun because you're so dangerous. All right. I get that. I'm not disputing that. But you have something, the medical industrial complex, that kills over 300,000 people a year by its own admission. Should that be outlawed? Should people be prohibited from seeing doctors or buying health insurance for their own protection? I don't know. My opinion? Whoever wants to have a gun should have a gun. Whoever wants to buy health insurance and have health insurance. I mean, the gun is definitely safer. But that's not the point. The point is, it's your choice. And you have to realize that it really is your choice. A lot of people are like, oh, I want the government to protect me. I want to pass a law about this. No, there's no law to pass about this. I mean, you're the one that makes the appointment for the annual physical, which is nothing more than a humiliating experience that tests your degree of submission and worsens your health. Again, the industry's own admission that the annual physical exam is not a medically beneficial thing to engage in. So you have to recognize the element of choice. You don't have to have an annual physical. You don't have to have screening exams. You don't need to get health insurance. And you don't need to go to the doctor when things go screwy. And I can say, oh, yeah, well, Dr. Daniels, you can say that because you're a doctor. You know what to do. No. You're conflating things, right? I just told you everything I saw in medical school was useless, right? Yeah. Mm. So obviously, what I learned in medical school is not what makes me capable to handle situations without medical intervention. It is the knowledge I gained through my personal interests and observation while practicing medicine and actually trying out medical stuff right next to natural stuff. The natural stuff is superior every time. And even doing nothing, I gave people that information as well. So people can educate themselves with my home study program. I will generously share everything that I've learned And here is the link to that if you're on Facebook. And we have a link to that if you are on chat. There it is. All righty. It is question answer time. Yay! Okay. So Cal says, Dr. Daniels, what can I do for elevated thyroid not producing a hormone that keeps me going? My doctor trying to put me on Synthroid for life. I need a holistic approach. Peace. Well, first of all, Cal, you have to figure out, do you have something that requires treatment? So probably a discovery session would be the better thing to do. Most people don't realize that not all elevated TSHs require therapy. In fact, most don't. And so that's the thing to find out, is what really is wrong. Okay. All right, Karen. All right, now let's see. All right, questions. We have Toinette in Indiana. Hi, Toinette. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me, Dr. Daniels?
Yes, hello? I can.
Great.
I can hear you.
Okay, I've asked two doctors about this situation I have, and I've gotten no answer from them, so I'm sure that you can help me out with this.
I'll try.
I have on my left leg a 1 inch by 1.5 inch area. It's on the outside of the leg, just below the knee. It fills with blood, stays for a while, then fades away. And this time, it leaked a tiny amount of blood, just enough to leave a pinpoint crust on it. I have atrial fibrillation. Water is my blood thinner. And I started a food elimination diet a month before this thing started to appear on my legs. So do you have any idea what it is?
Yes, toxicity and malnutrition. Those are the two things. That's what's going on. So
I'm sorry, what did you say? Malnutrition, yeah. And what?
Toxicity. So your body's putting chemicals in that place, kind of as a way station for the liver. So the problem is you need to flush your liver, and then that blood there will stop accumulating.
Wow.
That's
fantastic.
Basically what the problem is.
Okay.
So your two choices, just ignore it. It's not, in and of itself, it's not harmful. But it's just a sign that the same thing is happening in other places in your body that you're not able to see. So best thing to do would be, I would not do any more food elimination things. I don't think that's reasonable. I think the simplest thing to do is just go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the free report, get started with the cleansing process of getting toxins out of your system. So the diet in the report is a cleansing diet, so it'll clean you out. Start your vitality capsules. That'll get more cleansing going. And then once that's been going for a few weeks, you can start turpentine and you'll see this thing clear up.
Great, great. Thank you. I have one more issue. Do you have time for that?
Probably not, because we're giving you a long time. But
okay, I'll call later.
Yeah, okay. All right, bye. All righty. Terry, what is the best source of minerals for a friend who's opposed to taking shilajit or any supplements? Your friend probably has other standards as well. Eating the animal parts and organs that don't show up in the grocery store. So that person can eat, pig heads, cow feet, bull testicles. It just really a wide variety of organ meats. Rebecca, Dr. Dan, do you know anything about mixed handedness and learning disabilities? Nope, nothing. Where can I find the pineapple vinegar recipe? It's, well, a few places. Actually, it was a bonus at the last two Vitality Capsule sales ago. What's the bonus? But where can you find it now? It would definitely be included with your membership in the Home Healers Program. I just put stuff there. I am working on putting together a cookbook with all this stuff. Thank you, Marissa. Tammy says, I was putting steroids 8 years ago for fatigue. Oh my God, it's terrible. Weird symptoms and Lyme supposedly, but I want off. So yeah, you definitely need a discovery session for that one, Tammy. So what happened is the steroids have destroyed not only your adrenal glands, but they've destroyed, you should be getting pretty tired around now, but they destroyed your muscles and your bones and your liver, and pretty soon you may be getting hypertension and diabetes. Rosalind Mack, what to do about constipation? You have asked the right person. Go to vitalitycapsules.com and get a bottle. Yeah, what to do about chronic constipation, yes. That would be the first thing you do. The Vitality Capsule will help you poop more. But then what you should also do is change your diet. But if you go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report and see how to change your diet. Okay. Tammy says, I have a friend who has stage 3 rectal cancer. What do you have any suggestions? The person should, first of all, rectal cancer, there's a lot of uncertainty. This is an important thing to understand. There's a lot of uncertainty about what cancer is. And a lot of colon cancer is actually worms. So it's worth it for your friend to increase his bowel movements as he's able to. Hopefully he's not all blocked up down there. And to give the turpentine a try, because that's what does it. It gets rid of worms. So go to vitalitycapsules.com, have them download the report, and give it a go. Ronald Smith. How can the turpentine cleaning be beneficial for someone with type 2 diabetes? It could get rid of the diabetes, totally. So, hey, Ronald, go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report, and just follow it. Most people with type 2 diabetes find after 2 weeks of that diet, they do not have diabetes anymore. Carmen. It says, Dr. Daniels, I just requested for the fourth time to stop being called for the annual Medicare yearly exam. They even sent videos as to why I should. So report them for harassment. Now put them on a do not call list or whatever, report them for harassment. All right, let's take a look at... What can be done as immediate action for severe malnutrition? Eat more. Is CBD oil helpful in addressing health problems? I don't think so. I mean, I think that everything CBD oil accomplishes can be done with cleansing and turpentine. So I don't think it has anything additional to offer. All right, off to commercials.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please.
Dr. Dance, we are answering questions. And today's topic was those pesky scientists and how they seem to always get it wrong. All right. Maritza says, there's nothing better than Vitality Capsules. I love, love, love them. Thank you, Maritza. No, unfortunately, you cannot take Vitality Capsules while you're pregnant. Dan says, are you still recommending vitamin D3 to people north of Florida? No. I heard something about synthetic D3. No, I don't recommend vitamin D3 for people north of Florida. I recommend they increase their cholesterol intake. And that way, the little bit of sun that does hit them will have a bigger effect and they'll have enough D. The D supplements actually have a downside and can be damaging. So Shamir says, Dr. Dan, is it better to drink the water of soaked flax seeds? No, it's never good to drink the water. That's a bad idea. Or to grind the seeds and add to water and drink them with the water. The answer is neither. The best is to soak the seeds overnight and drink the seeds with the water. That is the best. So Carmen says, I'm having aches and pains in my lower stomach. What can I do? The simplest thing you do would be an enema that usually relieves it pretty promptly. Deb says, what is asafoetida for? Asafoetida is for everything. Put bluntly, what turpentine doesn't cure, asafoetida darn sure will. Asafoetida is nicknamed devil's dung. That means the feces of the devil. It's extremely, extremely strong. And it gets rid of the parasites that turpentine might not. Annette says, my sister-in-law is overweight and her doctor wants to do surgery because she has bone on bone in her knees. What are your thoughts? Surgery is totally unnecessary. She should get a discovery session at drjenniferdaniels.com and she'll know what to do instead. All right, we have Mike in Ohio. Hi, Mike. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me okay?
Okay, Mike, what is your question?
Okay, last week I almost fell out of my chair when you made a comment to somebody about varicella zoster and using turpentine.
Yeah.
And my question is that effective with the oral type of herpes as well?
When you say oral type, you mean around your mouth?
Yeah, the HSV one.
No. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about the sores that appear around your mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You just dab that and they go away. Just dab it with turpentine.
Okay. Is that a permanent or will it reoccur?
So what people tell me is they dab, it's 9 hours. It does recur, but the recurrences are less and less and less over time. So that was,
okay,
you can dab it, it'll be gone in an hour, the sore. But it'll come back maybe in, I don't know, a month or two or three.
Okay, because she's had this all of her life. It's gone into her eyes and into her spine. Her traps look like turtle shells. She's got tetany going on back there.
Oh, and she has a bigger problem. So she needs to go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report. She needs to start pooping first.
Okay.
Yeah, so if she dabs it, the sores, it's just going to make the sore break out 2 inches away. Her problem is she's all plugged up, so she's got to start at the very beginning. So the person who's otherwise fine and just has a sore on their lip, dabbing a turpentine will make it go away.
Okay.
But she has got a bigger problem. She's got obviously a constipation problem, she has a dehydration problem, and a malnutrition problem. So, you know, she's got a lot of stuff going on. So her best bet is to go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, and start at the very beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Stacy in Tennessee. Hi, Stacy. What is your one question?
Hi, Dr. Daniel. I love you and love your show. My question is, I have a mom who's 72 years old, and she is losing weight rapidly. She's down to like 70 pounds right now or maybe less. Nobody knows what's going on with her. She's visited numerous of doctors. They've taken
many
blood tests.
She's
eating just natural stuff. Just natural stuff.
I still don't know what she's eating. Like, can you be like, what'd she eat yesterday?
Well, she does like a lot of smoothies. She just probably have like one or two servings of meat per week.
her diet is
because
she's
doesn't.
Weight.
Well, she was losing the weight before she started that diet. She started
what was
the
she
diet
before that.
She was thinking.
What did she eat before that?
Well, she was eating, you know, everything that, you know, we basically eat on a day-to-day basis. Rice. So she's from the Caribbean.
Yes, probably the best thing to do would be for her to get a discovery session. We get to the bottom of it. I am the master of gaining weight. I can help you gain weight. But you're not gaining weight in smoothies, I'll tell you that right now. In fact, that's a weight loss.
Well, let me just say this. She did your vitality pill protocol and the turpentine 2 weeks ago, and she sent me a video of the parasites that came out of her. I couldn't believe it. And then She had to stop it because that pulled even more weight on her off of her, and she dropped down to like 60 pounds. So,
right. So, she has more guidance.
Okay.
Yeah, so she should go to drjenniferdaniels.com and she can schedule there.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you.
All right, great. Okay, bye-bye. I can't tell if they're trying to go to commercial or what. No, okay. All right, we can do another question. Okay. All right. Let's see. I have to go here, go there. So Shani says, can I take different kinds of Vitality cups at the same time? Absolutely. In fact, you need to take them at the same time because turpentine does not create bowel movements in most people. And so you need the Vitality capsules to create the bowel movements so all the trash released by the turpentine can leave the body in a prompt timetable so you don't get disturbing symptoms. Vicki, where can you get Asafoetida? You can get Asafoetida at your local Indian spice shop, or you can get it on Amazon. You can get anything you want on Amazon. Nonsense. I cannot poop because of prolapse, so I always do enemas. Can I do the turpentine protocol as long as I'm doing the enemas? Yes, you can. The important thing is just to get this stuff out. Carmen says, my husband and I, Philip, love you from Youngstown, Ohio. Thank you very much, Carmen. Sunny says, can I do the turpentine now because my bowels are at least 3 times a day? Yes. So keep doing the bowels, keep the bowels going at least 3 times a day. And then you can start the turpentine. I don't know, Shani, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So Isla says, I had a discovery session with you for my daughter, Chanel, with autism. We are following your recommendations and her speech is getting better. And she's getting stronger. However, I'm noticing her stimulating behaviors are worse and sounds like she has mucus in her chest. What can help this? She might need another discovery session to adjust something there. But you want to make sure that she's not getting any dairy. And then, I don't know how many bowel movements she's having, but definitely at least 3. So beyond that, you would need a discovery session. Is urine therapy good for your health? It can be. I did urine therapy myself for several months. I had to stop because I lost too much weight. I got down to 128 pounds and a size 0. And I'm 5'10" tall, just to help you sort that one out. So, yes, it is beneficial, but you know, you've got to keep an eye on that. Okay, so he says, can you chew the seeds instead of drink? No. I don't really understand the question. So maybe you're asking, can you just chew the seeds instead of soaking them and drinking them? The answer is no. Because they are too dehydrating, they'll cause abdominal distress, and actually they're unhealthy. So you have to soak them overnight and drink the whole bottle of wax. Linda says, where can I find your home course? I checked on your website and cannot find it. Thank you. Here is the link right here for the home study course. Have you heard of kombu poison medicine in Peru? Yes, I have. No, I have not taken it. Oh, so it's not good to grind the black seeds? You can grind them on the spot and use them. It's just not necessary. Okay. let's see what else we got here. What is the best way to detox from a tetanus vaccine one got in the past prior to learning about how harmful they are? So, Terry, if you feel good, you are good. So if you're feeling fine, then you've recovered from the vaccine. All right, we have Tammy in Florida. Hi, Tammy. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm hanging in there. Really kind of intrigued by your call. I mean, your video. I'm just trying to learn about you and what all that you offer and do. My question, I'll try to keep it real short. 8 years ago, I was put on, unfortunately, steroids, hydrocortisone, and for what I was told was chronic fatigue. Didn't have all the testing. I didn't know about adrenal suppression and all that stuff at the time. And have always wanted to be natural, but was told it was bioidentical. I was told I tested positive for Lyme. Yeah, exactly. So I've been really angry for a few years and I've been all over tried to travel to
Did
different
you stop your bioidentical hormones, I hope?
Well, I've been on them 8 years straight, and I've tried a couple times. It's been hard, and I'm just looking for ways to do it. Every time I get thrown a protocol from certain Lyme-literate doctors or integrative or whatever, it's so intense for me that my body, I'm trying to figure out how to handle it. I don't know this dysautonomia they say that I supposedly possibly have, and I don't know how suppressed I am, but I do know that I'm still having some numbers read on a random cortisol test. I'm just wondering if there's, you know, if you believe after 8 years, regardless of the literature that's out there, that I can get off, because it's wreaking havoc on my body.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a totally different approach. It's not what, you know, what other people are recommending. So I do it differently, but it takes a lot of cleansing and a lot of rebuilding. And so protocols focus on cleansing.
So weak. How do you do that with someone that's now at a point where there's so many symptoms and so weak? I mean, I used to be an athlete and a performer full time, and I think I should have been told to stop working and rest, and instead I was put on a steroid and continued to burn the candle at both ends. So now I have deconditioning and muscle atrophy. Probably, you know, my body's just weak. I can't be in the heat. I can't exercise. And I'm desperate. 46 years old, and you know, used to live my life as an athlete.
Yeah. So the starting place would be. So you've probably been to vitalitycapsules.com. Have you downloaded the Candida Cleaner Report already?
No, I don't even know how I found you. I was like, "What is this?" And then I got to find all this. I know, right? It was a
So go to vitalitycapsules.com. Download the Candida Cleaner Report. And you can follow that diet, but add calf liver to it.
There's an echo. Sorry, it's hard to understand, although it's a Candida something report.
Cleaner report. So go to vitalitycapsules.com. It's the only thing you can download. It's straightforward.
Okay.
So just download and the report you find there. And then follow that diet, but add calf liver, C-A-L-F, calf liver.
C-A-L-F, okay, calf liver.
And that will get you more energy quickly.
Do this diet. Okay. And I'll still should be able to handle it.
You know, you'll probably need a lot of, you know, guidance and whatever. But from there, you can either join the monthly membership program that I have. And then if you're there on Facebook, you see the link. I put it up there. And that includes two question-answer sessions a month where I answer all questions. And you also have a learning modules that teach you about your body, how it really works, and can kind of get you on the path of rebuilding. But your big problem is your body's been totally destroyed by first your lifestyle, but then by the steroids. So it's a rebuilding process.
And now I've been in bed for 4 years and I can't do anything, it seems like.
The liver will at least get you out of bed.
Yeah, I have pain in that area. Like, I can
feel
my body.
Eating
and
liver will get you out of bed.
Okay. Can call in and get, like, a consult or something?
Yes. You go to drjenniferdaniels.com and click the buttons there, and you pay and schedule an appointment.
Okay, it's called, what's it called? Is it that one thing that I saw? It's called
drjenniferdaniels.com.
drjenniferdaniels.com, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. drjenniferdaniels, oops, not a good typist. All right, wonderful. All right, we have Roslyn in Ohio. Hi, Roslyn.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Hi. Thank you for doing what you're doing. My daughter's pregnant, and she has chronic constipation.
Congratulations!
Yeah, and I wanted to know, can she take the Vitality capsules while she's pregnant?
No.
Okay, so what can we do to help her?
Go to the health food store and buy a one-quart jar of organic prune juice and drink the whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
And then she'll start getting diarrhea. She can also
will
start
you spell
eating
that for
things
me?
Like cucumbers.
Will you spell it for me, please? And then
spell what? Prunes?
Oh, is it prunes? Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah, prune juice.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She'll probably have to drink the whole quart.
Okay.
And then she should start eating things like raw cucumbers, tomatoes, and cooked celery. And that will get her going.
Thank you. Thank you for all what you do.
Okay, you're welcome. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Alrighty. What do you think about... not a lot. So this person is taking CoQ10, which is great, helps the liver. 6 drops of fulvic minerals, which is not adequate because the fulvic minerals in the United States are not broad enough spectrum. And 2 tablets of alpha GPC. So what is this person trying to accomplish? What is alpha GPC? Mm-hmm. It's L-alpha glycerophospholamine, natural choline compound found in the brain. This person's trying to help their brain. Yeah. The problem is you're missing all the basic nutrients and you skipped up to the secondary nutrients. What does that mean? It means your body has a lot of things it's trying to get done. And when you do something like, say, take a vitamin D supplement because you're low in vitamin D, what you don't realize is you're low in vitamin D because your body's not making enough cholesterol. And on the way to making cholesterol, your body makes coenzyme Q10. And so by just giving your body vitamin D, you're wiping out, suppressing all the coenzyme Q10 and DHEA production and all these things that happen along the way. So, the huperzine, the question is, what are you taking it for? Yeah, there you go. What are you taking it for? For Alzheimer's. Yeah. So, question is, how's it going? I would guess it's probably not going too well. I would stop the huperazine, and I would stop the alpha GPC, unless you're noting some amazing effects. So those two, I would say, are not a reasonable investment. The fulvic minerals, I would upgrade to Shilajit. Again, the CoQ10, it's nice, but you're missing your B vitamins, your E vitamins, your A. You're so malnourished here that you're not able to really get very far with that. So what I would do is just get to the point and go eat cow brain or pig brain, and you'll see... you become an overnight genius. What do you think about taking boron from diluted borax? That's the way I do it. That's the way to do it. There's no point in paying all that money for the supplements. Iris says, what is the link? Let's see. Uh-oh. Oops. Let me get this link for you. Oh, yeah, I got it. All righty. Let's see what we got for questions here. Marie Koch, what's Anne have to say? Where did I find the research on vitamin D3? I have no idea. We just talked about research today, so I don't think it's a reasonable place to look. The reasonable place to look is the metabolic pathway for cholesterol synthesis. Look at that. Then look at the metabolic pathway for synthesis of vitamin D in the body. That's why I looked at it. So what's the pathway? How is vitamin D made? Vitamin D is not made by sunlight hitting water. Oh, no. The sunlight has to hit a molecule called cholecalciferol D. Duh. What's that? It's cholesterol. Wait a minute. Where's cholesterol come from in the body? Then you look for that. And you can see the cholesterol pathway. You said, oh my God. That's where the body makes coenzyme Q10. That's where the body makes DHEA. Oh no. If I dump in vitamin D at this end, it suppresses the whole downline pathway. Ooh, not good. So if you want vitamin D, you have to feed that pathway that leads to vitamin D. So if you look for research, then you kind of fall into the research trap we talked about earlier today. You get all this research about stuff that doesn't matter on organisms that are not human, focusing on micromolecules of unknown significance, drawing conclusions about people. When you do that, you get information that is found to be untrue 4 years later. Because, of course, well, it was never true. All right, we have Calvin in Missouri. Calvin, how are you? Are you there, Calvin?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All right, Calvin, what would be your question?
I went to the doctor week before last and got a blood test, and I had a second visit, and he told me that when he got my, everything was fine except for my TSH levels, the thyroid stimulating hormone was elevated, and he was saying that my pituitary gland.
What was the number?
He didn't give me no number. He said it was very low, and he was going to put me on Centroid.
Right. He didn't give you a number, and he did not give you any information. Because all abnormal TSHs do not need to be treated. So still don't know.
Yeah, he,
you don't
well,
know,
you know what
and
he,
I can't tell you if you right, need anything at all.
Well, he said it was so bad that he put me on a drug called Synthroid.
What's your question?
Okay, my question is, okay, I've been on an alkaline diet for about 2 years off and on, and I refuse to take this drug, and I just wanted to know a holistic way of trying to deal with this situation.
Okay, so first of all, it's not clear that you even have a situation. You need to go back to the doctor. You need to get the exact number of what the TSH was. Until you have that information, you don't know what your situation is. you might have a thyroid condition that does not require intervention at all. You might have one that can be handled with some mild cleansing. You might have one that needs intervention in terms of fixing your adrenal glands and liver, but you don't have enough information to determine that.
Yeah. Well,
so what you need to do is go to your doctor and say, hey, I want a copy of my lab results.
Yes.
All right. We're going to commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Oh my God, we have 5 minutes left. We are answering questions. We even have time. All right, last question. Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Doc.
How are those kids doing?
They're fine. A couple of quick comments related to things I've heard while being on hold. If the corporate giants of America were playing the board game Monopoly, it looks like Amazon's what? If the corporate giants of America were playing the board game Monopoly,
Right.
It looks like Amazon's way out in front and sure to win.
Oh, yes.
And then about 5'10" and 128 pounds. These
yeah.
supermodels, these supermodels that are 5'10" and weigh 110 pounds,
yeah.
they might look good in a bikini on the front of Cosmopolitan magazine, but I have my doubts as to what kind of really good health they're in.
Yeah, probably pretty poor health. I mean, when I was 128 and 5'10" and drinking my urine, things were going downhill.
Anyway, my question is on my left foot, just behind my little toe, on the main part of my foot there, behind the toe, I've got a callus that's probably as big around as a penny, and I can't seem to make it go away, along with soaking my foot in some sort of hot water and Epsom salt. Can I put anything on that, like castor oil, to help soften it?
You can soak in castor oil. And a lot of times that will cause the callus to just peel right off. You can just
right.
soak in castor oil for like 2 hours at a time nightly, and you will see just thick skin just peeling right off your feet, and your feet will be very soft. Now, the other thing you can do is you can get something called a foot file. And it's a callus remover, foot file, $8.99, on Amazon, of course. And it removes the hard skin. And so that's a way to get it off. What you need to realize is the hard callus is your body detoxing and putting junk down there. And you can just like you have a battle with remove poop from your colon, you can just do a file to scrape the waste from your foot.
And where would I get this file?
Amazon.
Of course.
Of course.
Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
Just go to Amazon. It's there.
All right, Doc. Have a good week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Our show is coming to an end. It's over. We can't answer all questions, even though we try to. You can get appointments at drjenniferdaniels.com, at drjenniferdaniels.com. We're presently booked. Probably the next appointment is 2 weeks from now. Or we have the monthly, the membership, which is also the Home Healers Health Program. I've combined the two. So now you can learn how to heal yourself at home with the Home Study Program. All right, great. We'll see you next week.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.